apparently you said that when you were younger, you couldn't really differentiate between a film like The Lost World and, say, Star Wars or Blade Runner. Mm. I'm just wondering if that kind of suspension of disbelief is how you sort of approach this project. Because, I mean, I've seen some reviews which actually kind of suggest that there was a comedy element to the music, which I didn't think there was at all. I thought you were quite sincere to the you're quite respectful of the film. Mm. I almost felt you were kind of like evoking the emotions that a child might have to it. I mean, is that kind of how you approached it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Exactly the whole idea. It's about when your memory is just, you're kind of looking from above on a pool of green pea soup, or the kind of primordial sludge of your early memory, and your, you know, that thing of not understanding, oh, so then somebody makes the music for the film, and then, but the film wasn't made, the film was made like 60 years ago, but then this film was made this year, and then this film was made 5 years, and not understanding, like, you know, the complexity of somebody makes a film and it's stored on celluloid and then it's turned into video and you can see it on your TV, but once it's made and it stays that way forever.
Yeah.
And, you know, not really understanding that. And I've still got vague memories of films that I saw when I was very young and when I was first kind of forming memories that I'm still not sure what they are. Yeah. And I just found a cartoon the other day that I saw when I was 5. I went into hospital for some surgery, and I was obviously off my face on general anaesthetic.
Yeah.
And this cartoon came on, and it was the trippiest thing I'd ever seen. I was 5 years old, and it stuck with me. And it has this, it's called Owl Jolson.
Right.
It's a bit like a early kind of Fleischer cartoon, but it's I think it's just an early Universal cartoon. And it's got this song in it that I've never forgotten. But I've seen it once in my life, and the other day I found it on YouTube.
That must have been quite a...
And it was really experience. It was really weird, because the whole story of the cartoon is about this kid who's born into a kind of a classical music-loving family of owls, and they live in the forest. And he basically wants to sing... He wants to be a crooner like Al Jolson or, you know, Louis Armstrong, and he keeps singing kind of jazzy bebop and scatting, and his father throws him out of the house.
Right.
So then eventually the little owl finds himself a radio talent contest and sings this song. And he's a hit, and and the family hear him on the radio and they rush to the radio station. And as soon as the little owl sees his family, he starts singing in this very straight classical way again. And he's really kind of inhibited and very frightened of his father. And he's about to lose the competition. And then the whole family come up behind him and start singing jazzy, backup singing. And they go, no, keep going, keep singing, you know, your jazz stuff. And it was really weird watching it and understanding what the whole cartoon was about. Because I thought, yeah, that's kind of my experience of music. I tried to learn classical when I was younger and I didn't. All I wanted to play was kind of blues and jazz. And it's been, that's what my career is based on, you know, that kind of impulse. And
it must have been quite the moment when you saw
it. It was really strange, yeah. It was very strange seeing it. But it ties in with that whole idea of, like, what you see when you're really young and things that stick in your head and how you get confused and you don't quite understand, you know, the chronology of stuff. And so, yeah, essentially it was like I must have been hearing Vangelis, and I must have been hearing John Carpenter, because, you know, my dad was always showing me kind of those kind of sci-fi movies when I was growing up. And then I probably was watching old Universal horror films like The Wolfman. And in my head, I was probably rescoring the, you know, imagining the music that I wanted to hear. I probably liked the Vangelis music, but I also preferred the images from The Wolfman, and I just mashed them together in my head. So that's it, essentially. That's
you mentioned Vangelis. It was one particular scene in the film where the sun rose. And it reminded me a lot of Blade Runner. You know, the music as they pan over all the giant buildings. I was just thinking...
I presume
that was an influence on the sound.
I went back and listened to the Blade Runner soundtrack.
Right.
And read up a lot about how he recorded the soundtrack, what equipment he used. And also listened to a few John Carpenter pieces. But yeah, that was like a really... That was the biggest original influence.
Okay.
And then it kind of got a bit, you know, some other things crept in, but...
There was obviously a undeniable, like, sort of Jeff Wayne's kind of thing, like the War of the Worlds, the way they...
A lot of people have said that, and weirdly, War of the Worlds is one of my favourite albums of all time, but I don't talk about it that much, so it's just coming out in the wash now.
I thought there was something about the way the... Because I read another where you kind of said you made the dinosaurs growl, and I didn't think you actually made the... I thought you gave an impression, but it was more of a musical key than a sound effect. Like, I presume you've been quite conscious not to sound effect a silent film. You know, it wasn't.
I did actually. Originally, I had sound effects. I had a lot of ambient background stuff, like cricket noises for the jungle and dripping noises for the caves and all this kind of stuff. And it just got too, not, I don't know, pretentious, but
you're making something it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, and it was all coming off a laptop, and I just suddenly thought, well, the laptop's a bit modern, isn't it? So I kind of took the laptop out of the equation and went back to old school synths.